Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Adrian Abraham and Ryan Huang. Time now for Mind Your Business. So in our changing world, nothing changes more than geography. Through the eternal interaction between the flux of geography and humanity, we trace past imprints and find present trappings. Today, more than ever, both are inextricably woven together in multiple ways, adding value, unlocking potential, and unveiling a new dimension. So where does Singapore stand when it comes to its geospatial capabilities? To help us understand geospatial technology better, we have on the line Colin Low, Chief Executive, Singapore Land Authority. Welcome to the show. First up, help us understand SLA and its role in building the country.
Good morning, Adrian. Thanks for having me on the show. I think you mentioned just now, right? And honestly, before I joined SLA, when I first heard the term geospatial, no, I thought that it's a combination of geography and geology or outer space, and I completely dismissed it. And I suspect I'm not the only one that is doing that. But I think very simply put, geospatial is all about location. I think it's important that SLA is a geospatial agency, and we're constantly pushing, you know, as you would imagine, geospatial information and technology is already very widely used in many aspects of our daily lives. For example, we've gone from the days of relying on physical maps to using positioning systems such as Global Navigation Satellite System, GNSS, you know, to find the nearest restaurants or meeting locations. And for some of us who travel often for business or leisure, we would know the benefit of having map services to help us locate the nearest hotel or meeting location without even having to deal with language barriers. And I think it's really important with location-based data, these routing could be further optimized to suggest routes or routes that are faster, sheltered, or even barrier-free. And I think as Geospatial Agency of Singapore, we continue to push this envelope so much so that the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, you did touch on geospatial technology. Of course, it's a term that we don't hear often. Why do you think this technology is not well-known or well-explained just yet?
Yeah, I think it's about bringing it mainstream. I think it's about letting people know not the technicalities of the systems, but rather what the solution's all about. How does it make our lives easier? For example, I think map data and location-based data is also especially helpful when it comes to property purchases. On SLA's One Map, which is the national map of Singapore, users can easily view amenities near a property, such as nearby parks, shopping malls, sports facilities, and even check the latest transaction prices on all on the same platform. And just last year, in September 2021, SLA took a step further by launching a publicly accessible 3D version of One Map. Now, imagine if you're looking for a property and the property market is, as we know right now, fairly hot, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, whether you're looking to rent. You can imagine what a view would be like from level 8, level 18, level 25, for example. And moreover than that, you can also view shadow castings on the property throughout the rich stack. Has the western sun, doesn't have the western sun. And I think we are now, 30th May in June, a very big exercise will happen, which is the upcoming Primary 1 registration exercise with school-going parents. For the parents out there, there is also a school query function on One Map that allows a quick view of all primary schools near a property, whether it's been 1 kilometer or is it 1 to 2 kilometers. And just to come back to you, Adrian, I strongly encourage everyone listening to download the One Map app. It's free, it's on Apple, it's Android. And again, it's really about solutioning more than the technicalities.
Yes, made a note of that. We'll certainly be getting that app too. You know, make sure that everything else just flows quite smoothly.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about the opportunities and challenges of geospatial technology in Singapore and in the region.
Yeah, I think a lot of opportunities. In fact, because SLA is the geospatial agency in Singapore, we've got very authoritative and accurate data on our maps. And as I mentioned earlier, with regards to the primary school function, the property purchase function, and not just that, over and above this, you know, we come with very detailed local data. For example, OneMap can also even suggest walking routes or routes that can use covered walkways or cuts through HDB void decks, even barrier-free access for some of us who are physically challenged or even when you're, you know, pushing a very heavy, whether it's the young kids' prams or heavy trolley, and for cyclists, recreational. But we can also use OneMap to not just cycling routes, but also safer routes, that make use of our local park connector networks, so on and so forth. And we think this is a very useful feature for families and the cycling groups that enjoy recreational cycling. And I think beyond that, in terms of various opportunities, there are also things like drones. You know, you can go to OneMap app to look at the map view of areas permitted for flying drones in Singapore, and even locations for ATMs, for nearby AEDs, the automated external defibrillator. And I think with such rich location-based data and accurate base map, you know, our guys from SLA, the in-house development team, we continue to quickly, you know, configure OneMap. I think a very good example is it's recently for COVID. For example, during the fight against COVID-19, we were able to put together a map service which allowed users to locate their nearest COVID-19 test centers and ART kit vending machines very quickly and easily. And I think the second part of the question about Singapore vis-a-vis regionally, I think the advantage of Singapore is that we are small, right? 730 square kilometers, but we are a city, we are a country, we are island, we are pushing the envelopes of smart nation. It allows us to actually leverage on our limited size to be a living lab for such geospatial technology, to test things.
Yeah, all very interesting there. We're in conversation with Colin Low, Chief Executive, Singapore Land Authority. You've mentioned some of the benefits, you know, when it comes to businesses with this technology. How else does it benefit, you know, different areas of everyday life here in Singapore?
I think in everyday life, like we mentioned, as a citizen, if you want to look out for the nearest amenities or ATMs, you know, you can actually use OneMap. If you're talking about cycling, for example, you know, when you want to meet your friends, which is the preferred cycling route, you're not so adventurous to go cycling on the road. You know, you go to, you want to use park connectors, you can do that as well. And I think just to maybe take a step back, some of the things that SLA has done beyond and over and above helping the local citizens or residents here, it's about businesses. You know, just this past year alone, we have embarked on a series of memorandum of understandings, MOUs, with companies like Ninja Van. You know, this is a logistics company, and major real estate property agencies, the PropNex, the ERA, Orange T, Hutton's, SRI, to study various ways that we could leverage geospatial technology to improve business operations and customer service. For example, I think with COVID, a lot of people are working from home. We are buying a lot more as well, shopping online. So imagine a logistics provider that has more accurate information. You're talking about faster delivery time, that's better fleet management from their vendor's point of view, and perhaps even the fuel efficiency. And I spoke about the whole real estate thing. Imagine you are looking for a flat, you're looking for an apartment. You get better information, more precise, hyper-local data information, which makes your decision-making a lot more educated and better.
Yeah, we always are looking for the fastest delivery. I mean, I myself am waiting for the day where I can have a sandwich delivered to me by a drone. I think that will be
absolutely
pretty nice.
That day may come sooner than later.
Hopefully, yeah, really looking forward to that. You mentioned the One app quite a bit, right? How is it different compared to, you know, other maps that we found on Google or Apple? What makes One Map unique?
It's all about precision. And the fact is that, you know, SLA being a governmental agency, we are the geospatial agency of Singapore. And as a consequence, we have very good geospatial data, which is authoritative and accurate. And I think that's the key difference here. And that's why we can talk about precision, we can talk about authoritative, we can even be the map, as I spoke about, in terms of primary school registration. What determines what property lies within 1 km or is it outside of 1 km? And I think that makes us different. I spoke about the local park connectors, about cycling and everything else, barrier-free access. And I think that is what makes OneMap a bit different in terms of the richness of the data. And as well as, you know, the fact that you can personalize, you can tailorize it. I mentioned very quickly about COVID-19, how the team could pivot to help source resourcing, to help talk about heat maps, to help talk about, you know, where are all the various kit vending machines and test centers very quickly. Because precisely the authority, we are the authority and the location and data that we have is authoritative.
Yeah. Now, Colin, just you know, a little bit more about increasing awareness of geospatial technology. How do events such as GeoConnect Asia help increase the awareness and potential of the geospatial industry in Singapore and the region? You know, when is the event happening and what do you hope to achieve from this?
Yeah, you rightly mentioned GeoConnect Asia 2022. This is managed by an excellent vendor, Monger in Asia. We organized it as a hybrid version because we recognize that visitors may not come in. And a very healthy response, actually, Adrian. This will be held on the 1st and 2nd of June. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, both physical participants and virtual participants as well. You know, we spoke about what is the future of geospatial, right? In fact, I mentioned this very briefly. I mean, Singapore's size, we are fairly small, but we have a ready infrastructure to place us in a good position to leverage on the many emerging opportunities from the development of geospatial technology. I spoke about the fact that we are a city, we are a country, we are an island. It makes us a living lab. For example, I mean, we keep hearing this term, metaverse, right? Who's to know what's going to happen? But metaverse, for example, is estimated to change not just the way we socialize, but perhaps how we shop, how we buy things, how we make transactions that will permeate into our daily lives. And in fact, for GeoConnect Asia 2022, which is happening at 1st June and Wednesday, this is one of the hot topics that SLA had invited various experts, including the folks from Microsoft, Facebook, to really come together and exchange and just to share ideas. And I think this is a very good platform. We are just getting a glimpse of its potential. There are many economic opportunities that could be tapped on. So whether you are an interested SME or business that's looking for this space, or for the matter, everyday individual that's keen to know what geospatial, aka location, is all about, come and visit us.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to the outcomes from that event. We'll be, you know, keeping a very close eye on that event. Before we let you go, let's talk about the future of geospatial technology. What is SLA's strategy to enhance Singapore's geospatial capabilities?
I'm going to push this a lot more. I think a lot of challenges, but a lot of tremendous opportunities. You know, Singapore being small, but we have one of the highest internet penetration rates in the world, and almost everybody has a smartphone. How do we leverage on such a network effect? Like I mentioned, I keep repeating, we are fairly small, but actually we can leverage on this and use it to our advantage. Another kind of a topic, for example, we talk about climate change. It's a big thing, right? We are small, but I think we can punch above, you know, our weight in that sense. And SLA actually has a digital twin, replicated the entire Singapore on the digital twin. This is not easy. This is all our entire land space in three dimensions. It's a digital twin of Singapore, a difficult feat for many countries and even cities, but we have done it. And not just that, but using this as a platform, when you overlay with locational data, it makes it very interesting. I spoke about climate change. It allows us to think about how do we address critical challenges to climate change and urban planning. For example, digital twin helps us to take stock of our natural capital, such as mangrove swamps, and which serves as a carbon sink, as well as a habitat for more than 40 endangered species. 3D building and terrain models help to create the solar potential map of Singapore. It identifies which are the best sites for solar panels with the highest return of investment. Otherwise, the flip side of things is that if you install solar panels everywhere, it may instead increase the urban heat island effect, which is not good. And urban planning, in keeping Singapore cool, digital terrain and buildings also help to study urban heat island effect in order to adapt to climate change. And the other aspects that we are seeing right now, more intense rainfall, deriving a map of flood inundation. From this digital twin, we can help to quantify flood risks empirically and to protect against future flooding. So, you know, the last 15 minutes, I spoke about the benefits from an individual as a citizen, whether it's recreational. I spoke about the fact that even businesses or SMEs, we think about logistics provision, we think about real estate, and to a kind of extent, a larger national issues like climate change and urban planning. Underpinning all this actually is about geospatial, it's about digital twinning, it's about authoritative mapping and so on and so forth.
Yep, the future certainly looks promising. We've been talking all about enhancing Singapore's geospatial capabilities and solutions with Colin Low, Chief Executive, Singapore Land Authority. Thank you so much for your time this morning and have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.